The Woman at the Well, A Story of Grace and Transformation. John 4 describes Jesus' powerful encounter with the Samaritan woman named Photini at Jacob's Well, which is located in Nablus, West Bank. Its name in biblical times was Shechem. Grace, redemption, and inclusion are the main themes that resonate with me personally. Despite cultural and social animosities, the story reveals Jesus' mission to provide living water for all who thirst. Living water equals the truth of Christ's deity and faith in Him. Understand the basic context. The story unfolds at Jacob's Well in Sychar, a town in Samaria, a region marked by centuries of tension with Judea. Deep religious and ethnic divides separated Jews and Samaritans, with Samaritans were often marginalized or shunned due to their mixed heritage and distinct worship practices. For a Jewish rabbi like Jesus to interact with a Samaritan woman was not done at that time. In first century Samaria, women had limited social standing, particularly unmarried women. Public interactions between men and women, particularly strangers, were uncommon. The woman's personal history, marked by multiple marriages and her current relationship living with a man and not being married, only added to her social isolation. Living water and true worship. The story highlights Jesus' mission to offer living water to all who thirst, breaking down cultural and social barriers. The conversation between Jesus and the Photini is filled with compassion and truth, emphasizing spiritual fulfillment over ritual. She responded in a remarkable way. Instead of leaving, she engaged Jesus in a theological discussion about where to worship. Mount Gerizim, Samaritan tradition, or Jerusalem, Jewish tradition. In John 4:23, Jesus transcends the debate, stating that the hour has come, and the true worshipers are now worshiping in spirit and truth. As a result, the focus shifts from rituals to building a relationship with God. Transformation and testimony. The woman's encounter with Jesus marks a profound transformation. Leaving behind her water jar, symbolizing her old life, she rushes to her village, boldly proclaiming, "Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" John 4:29. Her authenticity and excitement resonated, converting many Samaritans to believe in Jesus, John 4:39. Despite Photini being a marginalized outcast, she became the first ordained evangelists. Ordained by God Himself and sent out to share Christ's transformative message with her community. Her story highlights the ripple effect of encountering Jesus. One conversation changed her life and her entire village. It's a reminder that God often uses the unlikely, those society overlooks, to carry His message. Takeaway. The story of the woman at the well offers several lessons for us today. Jesus values everyone, regardless of social status, past mistakes, or cultural barriers. Jesus meets us where we are. His interaction with the Samaritan woman shows that no one is beyond God's grace. Authenticity over perfection. Photini's past didn't disqualify her from God's purpose or salvation. Her honesty and openness allowed her to receive Jesus' gift of living water. We, too, can approach God trusting in His mercy. Worship in the Spirit and Truth. Jesus' teaching about worship challenges us to move beyond religious rituals and cultivate a genuine kinship with God. This is especially relevant in today's world where Jesus is not revered but used as a money grab. Power of testimony. Photini's story shows how sharing our experiences with Jesus can impact others. Our stories, no matter how messy, can point others to hope. The story of Photini, the woman at the well, is more than just another Bible story. She's a testament to Jesus' transformative power. Her story challenges us to embrace grace, share our testimonies, and worship in the Spirit and truth. Ask yourself, how can I, like the Samaritan woman, leave our old lives behind and share living water with others? Faith in God will lead you to the thirsty if you let Him. Until next time, courage. God bless.